At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
FC Youth kept up their impressive starts this season with a 2-0 win against Northwich Victoria. Goals from Mike Taylor and John Pizer helped the Reds to 4 wins from 4 at the fantastically named Field of Dreams in Chester, wonder if Kevin Costner knows. FC Youth won all 3 games against the Vics last year and went ahead in the first minute. Kane Hughes flicked the ball on to Mike Taylor, who just about managed to lob the keeper. From then on, it looked like a matter of time before the Reds would double their lead, with Daniel Maynard and Andy Lee both looking quick and effective down the flanks. Hughes had a number of chances, but couldn't put them away. Into the second half, and again the Reds started brightly, with Poyser producing a good save from the Northwich keeper after being put clean through. Blaine Biggs came on just after the hour and had an immediate impact. A good run and cutback fell to Poyser to prod home and finally double the Reds' lead. FC continued to dominate the match and should have been 4 or 5 clear, but the game finished 2-0. Northwich even had a bit of a spell towards the end, so the Reds should be happy with another clean sheet. 4 wins from 4. I spoke to manager Dave Brown after the game. OK, Dave Brown, congratulations, 2-0, another win and a clean sheet. What do you make of it?
I think we're a bit subdued about it, to be honest, because we're such a good side and they're such a poor side. You know, we felt that because the lads had worked out early on that it was easy, and that's how we took it. You know, 2-0, I suppose, is, in people's eyes, and a win is good enough, but no, this club, we want to be professional about what we're doing. They didn't let themselves down as such, they just didn't do as well as we expect.
Yeah, Youssef could have had 5 second half, couldn't they? I don't think the wing play was quite as effective second half as it clearly was first half.
Yeah, I think it's just that attitude about going about doing what you're doing and doing it right, and it's a bit it comes too easy, and then it looks what's the word, lethargic, doesn't it?
I thought last week they didn't let up, and it was just a difference of the ball not in the back of the net, whereas this week I thought the Northwich came back into it a little bit, and it would have been completely unjustified, wouldn't it?
Well, they didn't try to play against us, they just kept lumping it on us, and I just said to Bill up there, giving them a bit of talk to after the game, that they actually felt that they were in the game, and they never caused us any problems really, but it's 1-0 and then 2-0 for a long period of time, they always feel like they've got a chance. I said to him half time, if we go and score and score and score, then it becomes easy then. But it's about scoring goals, isn't it, at the end of the day?
I was going to say about your keepers, I'm still trying to work out which one of your keepers is the best.
Totally.
They never get tested.
No.
They never get tested. So there was a save at the end. That was a good save. So that's why you're playing each one each week.
Yeah, I think it's fair. And what the goalkeeping coach is saying is that one of them will come to the fore sooner or later. He'll be the one that's automatic. And they're doing quite well, actually, the keepers. But we're actually disappointed that we've conceded 2 goals this season. The last 2 have been clean sheets, and that's what we want. We don't want them to have any shots. Less shots, less goals, isn't it?
Okay. Cheers, Dave. Thank you.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.